Welcome back to another episode of It's All Bad. My name is Russian Danny.
I'm Keith.
And how you doing, Keith? What's new?
I'm all right. I'm back to work this week. Same old shit, you know. What are we going to talk about today? Danny Metz and guns.
Mm-hmm.
And
edibles.
Edibles and AK-47s. Was it? Oh, Devin's LSD trip.
Yeah.
In La Crescenta.
Man, what a horrible trip.
Dude.
What a fucking bummer of a trip.
I've never had a bad trip on LSD, and I've been arrested twice on it, and it was still fun.
I had a weird one, man. I had a really weird mushroom trip once where, and it's always, for me, it was always like when you mix stuff, you know, it wasn't like just LSD, cool, just mushrooms, cool. But then like once like the darker, you know, like at first it was coke. And then at some point it was like, oh, we should like snort a rail of some meth, you know, on fucking mushrooms. And I had me and my friend Mark, rest in peace. We were driving around. He had this like Lincoln town, like old, like Cruella DeVille Lincoln fucking town car, you know, and, we were driving around Laurel. We lived in Laurel Canyon, and we were driving around like Mount Olympus one night, and we pulled up and there was all these dudes that were like, we pull up and we look at each other, and all these people are, it's like 4 a.m, you know, and all these motherfuckers are like on their front yard, like a few families that are all like having a fucking picnic, you know, and they're like grilling and all this shit's going on. And we look at each other and we're like, you see that, right? And he's like, yeah, fucking, you see it, right? And we're like checking the time, you know, we're like, fuck, it's pitch blackout. And we pull up a little closer and we look at him and we're like, dude, like, this is fucking weird, you know, like this is like the weirdest shit we've ever seen. And then we start looking at them closer and they're like, they're all like kind of fucking like, you know, I don't want to say weird looking. They were a little weird looking, you know, and like we got out of the car and walked up to the fence and we're like, dude, what the fuck's going on there? And a guy came over and he was like, hey, you guys all right? Like, you guys need help? And we're like, no, we're just like, you know, what's going on? Like, what are you guys doing? They're like, oh, we're having a picnic. Like, and I was like, all right, fucking at 4 a.m. And the dude's like, yeah, we're albino. And we can't be outside during the day.
No,
yeah,
way.
Yeah, that's like the closest to like a bad trip that I've made.
That really happened.
Really happened.
That's amazing.
It was insane. Like up Mount Olympus, I like remember vividly where the house was. You know,
Mount Olympus. You said?
Yeah. It was so weird. It was like the weirdest shit I think I've ever seen.
Dude, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Only Danny. like. Yeah. Albino barbecue story.
I don't even think we need to like preface this one with like, you know, that some of these stories don't end well or that we're not glorifying.
Yeah, they end pretty terribly.
Yeah, these are pretty big.
Yeah. Tragedy before comedy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, let's get into it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Cool.
Ira Glass. When I was a young girl,
I'm Phoebe Judge.
My naughty used to make me rock. It's so annoying.
I'm Tegan Masterson.
Is that really a person?
No. quick question. I am not. Recovered. Does it bother people if I smoke?
I don't give a fuck.
No. Are you sure?
No, I don't care.
Grass, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it would bother me if you didn't smoke grass.
Yeah. You'd be like, what's wrong with him?
Devin's all itchy because he's allergic to it because it don't go into a syringe. Devin's like, fuck that. That shit looks dangerous.
Welcome to another episode of It's All Bad. I'm Keith. I'm here with Mike.
Hi.
Danny.
Hey. Yo.
But well, Dos Dannys. Devin.
Devin.
And Charlie.
I hope everybody's cool with this weed.
All right, let me see.
A lot of sense.
I'm trying to remember. I'm going to say this was like 1993 or 1994. And we
just moved here from the Soviet Union.
We need to get a music cue, by the way, if the Russians love their children. Yeah. It comes up quietly whenever you talk. It's like, Mr. Khrushchev said,
Yakov Smirnov.
Yeah. But I was, fuck, man. I forgot. So the way the story starts, there's me and four friends of mine, and we're trying to go rob this drug dealer's house in San Dimas. And, we pull into the park because my one friend had a pickup truck, right? And it was like registered. And then my other friend had like a 79 fucking Monarch, all fucked up, the bumper falling off, not registered.
Real classic.
Yeah. Yeah. So fucking, but we're arguing because I was like, because we had guns with us, you know, we were taken. That the craziest thing is two of the guns were stolen from this same guy's house. And I'm like, fuck, man. I'm like, I don't want to fucking drive in that car. You know what I mean? Like, we should drive in this car. It's registered at least. I don't want to drive in that fuck Curtis's shit. The bumper's falling off and another fucking thing. So I hear these, there's two girls arguing like in the park. It's like dark, you know, but they're like, I don't know, 50 yards from us or something. And I start talking with this girl I went to high school with, Wendy. And so immediately, like, I hadn't seen her in a few years. And then she's like, hey, do you know where to get any speed? I'm like, yeah, I got a bunch. She goes, my boyfriend, you know, I'm just like, I just heard female voices. I was like, you know, like fucking Pac-Man and shit. Yeah. Like, what's that?
Yeah. What's over there? Yeah.
So fucking, she introduced me to this, it's kind of weird, but the two girls, like both of them dated Marines. I guess it was like I don't know, but they were both dating two different Marines. So I don't remember where I initially met them, but I started this thing where I start dealing drugs to these. It's really only like three dudes at first, but then, you know, they would come up and buy speed and I'd fucking sit, we just sit there getting high and I'm like, fuck, they don't test you guys. I was baffled, you know, like yeah. by the whole thing. I'm like, this is fucking crazy. But then they're like, yo, you want to come down here? And, you know, I'm fucking on speed. So I'm just like, you know, they have that PX, like that military store that's all cheap and shit. And I'm just like, fuck, I'm going to get a new stereo and fucking, you know, whatever, that kind of shit, cigarettes. And like, but I'm like, they're like, yeah, come on down here. And of course, you know, I always have this fucking thing that like the whole plan is like, I'm like, eventually these guys are going to fucking, you know, trade me guns for drugs. I'm thinking, you know, so I go down there and that never happened, by the way. Like, never. Not even close. Not only did I never get it, it wasn't even, like, offered. Like, they didn't even lie and be like, hey, we can get you, you know. It was like, but that's what I thought.
Military
was
issue M16.
Yeah.
For your little best.
That would have been a good addition to the life. Just but a nice car 15 or two sitting around.
So I'm driving to the El Toro Marine Base, and literally, you know, you pull up the fucking thing, there's like a soldier there, you know what I mean, like checks your ID. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, like I'm fucking bringing drugs onto a fucking military, but it was crazy. But so I go in there and it's weird, it's like a little city, you know, and there's apartments, and I'd be in Bird, the one I was closest with, I'd be in his apartment, and like just all these different dudes, it'd be like being in a big apartment building, you know, one dude's house and just different people are buying it or whatever. And then, but they did trade me other weird shit, like, and you know, when you're on speed, you don't gauge shit very well. So like, hey, you want some camo shit? And I'm like, yeah. Like, I didn't, but you know what I mean? I didn't know.
Of course,
I
did.
And dude, I left there with camouflage shit packed. I mean, the whole front seat, like up to the dashboard, both back seats all the way to the ceiling, like fucking snow camo, you know what I mean? All these different kinds of shit. And I'm leaving El Toro. I got to go from El Toro all the way back to Covina. And like my friend's dad, who's like a regular guy, he was all into hunting and shit. I just showed up over there. I'm like, you want this shit? He's like, yeah. Like, he's like, fuck. I'm like, you can have it. Just get it out of here.
Clucking some camo.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. And anyway, so I started dealing speed to these Marines. And I'm at, we'd hang out at my friend Jeanette's apartment. And we were there. And I might butcher this in what order it happened. But I go in the bathroom to pee. So I go in the bathroom. And when I open my pants, there's just no dick there. You know what I mean? It's just like a little flesh cup. You know what I mean? It's like, it's gone. And I'm like, what the? And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, I fucking, you know, you're on speed. And I'm like, I fucking knew it. Like, my dick fell off. And then I'm like, fucking trying to, because I'd wear like size 38 dickies back then. I'm like, fuck, I feel like I'd feel that thing bouncing down my leg or something because I can't figure out where it went. But Jeanette and her boyfriend are out in the living room, you know? And I'm just like, fuck, I can't believe my dick fell off. And you know what I mean? I fucking dropped to my knees. I'm praying, like almost crying, like, God, please, I have my dick back. And I won't do this stuff anymore. And blah, blah, blah. And eventually, I just finally look at it. And it was so like shriveled up that it was inside my body because I just pulled it. You know, it was like a scared turtle. Like I could have teased it out with a piece of like a carrot or something. You know what I mean? Like, but I was positive.
Piece of a leaf lettuce.
Yeah. And like, I fucking come out, and then the Marines show up, and fucking dude, Jeanette, and this Marine was huge. He's this dude from North Carolina, and they would be fucking fighting all the time because he just gets spackled wanting to clean everything, and he'd use all her cleaning supplies. You know what I mean? She'd be like cursing him and shit. And this one time, I leave, and I went to cop it. This time, my connection had a open a comic book shop. He was like, they were like comic book dudes. Like, I don't even think they did speed, these two dudes. But they'd open a comic book store, and I'd show up there, and they'd hand me like a little box of comics, you know? And they'd be like, Spider-Man 42 or whatever, you know? And I'm like, cool. You know, and I'd leave and fish it out of there. So I went there and got the shit. And then I'm in the fucking drive-thru with the Del Taco over by Covina Bowl, and I'm like, which is kind of a hot neighborhood, you know, for cops or whatever. And I'm there, and I'm in the drive-thru, and I see a fucking cop pull in behind me, and I'm like, fuck. You know what I mean? I'm like, and I'm just trying to think, like, what can I, you know, what can I do? What can I do? And I think it was like 3 ounces, like 3 single-ounce bags. And I'm like, fuck. So I order these burritos, you know, and I'm like, I get the burritos, and I'm like, fuck, I got to roll the dope up inside the burritos. You know what I mean? And I fucking, I take the burritos, and I fucking unroll them, put the dope in them. You know what I mean? Fucking finally get out of there. You know,
in get, with the food in the burrito and
yeah,
everything.
Like I unrolled the burrito itself, the tortilla. Itself,
and then there was plastic, like the dope was wrapped in plastic.
It was just in a plastic bag, which I didn't think would make it, but it did make it. You know what I mean?
Like so you just rolled that into the burrito.
Put it like in the beans and re-rolled it. And then fucking got out of there, got pulled over. Yeah. You know what I mean? I just have like a Del Taco bag and probably like fucking fishing lures and other shiny tweaker shit, but I wasn't really doing anything, you know, and they fucking let me go. But I get back to the house, and Bird is like, I feel like I'm telling the story in the wrong, it doesn't matter. But he had the Suzuki Samurai. I told that before, right? It wasn't his. It was another Marine's who was moving back to Detroit, which is pretty funny in itself.
Suzuki
but,
Samurai.
Yeah.
So dark.
I pull up and like, you know, it's like a Jeep inside. So it's just metal. It's not plastic shit on the walls, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I've been in one.
Yeah.
The Samurai.
And I fucking
so,
pull
so
up.
So poorly named.
And I see fucking Bird's like hanging out of the, because he's big. He's like 6'4", 6'5". He's a big dude. He's like hanging out of the car. And I'm like, it looked like he was working on something under the dash. And I pull up and I'm like, what the fuck? And I get out in the stereo super loud, like playing, fuck, who knows, Rage Against the Machine or whatever shit we listened to at that time. And like I walk up and he's just he's asleep with a green scouring pad in his hand. And I look inside, I'm like trying to wake him up, and like in the shape of a rainbow, like over the back wheel well, the paint was complete, like it was blue, but the paint was completely gone down to brushed metal. I guess he was gonna remove all the paint and make it cool inside, you know? Like,
keeping busy.
Yeah. But I remember
keeping busy.
But I walked back in that apartment and there was a couple more Marines there, and I just fucking threw those burritos on the table. I'm like, it's inside the burritos. And it was like, what? And I'm like, the dope is inside those fucking burritos. Somebody's got to get it out and clean that shit off, you know? That's the end of that story. Sorry.
Now, and did you get stopped, you said?
Yeah.
When you left the Delta?
Yeah.
By that cop?
By that
cop? Yeah.
Oh, word.
And for what reason?
Just, I mean, for being like a fucking, you know, a dude who looks like he works at the Social Distortion merch thing.
Yeah, right.
Fucking,
right.
Yeah.
Right, right.
But, yeah, that's the end of that story.
And you were like, "Oh, dude, I just got this Del Taco and whatever."
Yeah, it was like fucking, and like it went like I can't remember. I was trying to figure out a time frame. I don't know how long that thing lasted. Mm. It had to be a few months though. Like it was a lot of interactions with these Marines. Yeah. You know, like every few days. Yeah. And because at one point we ended up in there used to be those real shitty motels by Disneyland. Mm. And we ended up in one of those with the dude with the samurai. Like I said, he was moving back to Michigan. That poor guy, you know, his fucking truck gets taken by us for like 3 days and all that. But all he wanted was a pound of weed to take home, which was like $600. And we're like, you stay here at the Hotel Disneyland. We'll be back in 2 hours. You know, next thing it was fucking Sunday. Yeah.
But he got his weed.
He got his weed.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And it was like, I remember it was $600 a pound. It was like, you know what I mean? It's like a tube of like that, but that really kind of good Mexican weed, mm-hmm. not, you know, not high grade shit, but it was kind of pretty good, I guess. I don't smoke weed, but.
Pretendo, they used to call it.
Like cess?
Like
stress?
Yeah.
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 Pretendo was like, it was the green shit. It was like Mexican, but it was green, you know?
Yeah. Dude, I know it. I know it well. I know it well. Get all excited. Yeah. Somebody throws you that in a little crumple up newspaper, you know, and I used to go get weed on Hoover and you'd be like, oh, this is real weed. And then it looks like kind bud. You know, that's what everybody called it. Kind.
The kind.
The kind.
The
kind.
Dank, the corniest
dank
legs.
Dank bugs. Dank bugs.
Just so dumb. It's the worst. It's the worst. Dialogue around drugs ever is the language.
Yeah, the slang.
The slang around weed is just the most embarrassing.
It's actually worse. It's gotten worse over the
years. It's totally gotten worse. Yeah.
One of the worst experiences I've ever had on drugs was because of weed. Actually, I could actually tell this story right now.
Yeah.
So like about 2.5 years ago, some people remember I went off the reservation a little bit. I strayed away from the flock. I started drinking and drinking every day. And then I met this chick and she was super into weed. You know, I was like, oh, okay, maybe I got to get with this. But I hadn't smoked weed probably prior to that point, about like 7 or 8 years. And I never really smoked like heavily or anything. So I'm like, fuck, maybe I'll get one of these. We're going to go hang out. Like, maybe I'll get one of these cards. You know, like you can get, back then it was like you had to get the medical card.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't, it's not now, you can just go walk into a place, I guess.
And, yeah, it's and recreational.
Buy,
yeah, yeah.
And buy weed. But let me preface this. I had just gotten back from Alaska. I went to Alaska for a week on this like camping and like fishing trip with some friends of mine. I went and visited them up there. And when I was up there, that whole shooting happened in Orlando. Do you remember that when the guy shot up the club and killed all those people? All right, this comes in later. Hold on. And so like I go and I score, like I go, I score this week. I walk into this like place and it's like this collective by my house or whatever. And there's this really hot chick behind the counter and I'm talking to her about weed and she's telling me about like all the different strains and what gets you like up and what gets you low. Cause I don't know anything about that. So when you go into these collectives, you get a gift. You like spin a wheel. Like,
No, that's a whole racket. When they first started, you play the gift, right?
Yeah.
You get your card. You guys used to get my medical card and I would just go, you go to as many of them as you possibly can. And everywhere you go, they give you something.
Yeah.
And so you're like, you just try to do, it's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
Sure.
But you get free weed from it.
And you get good at that paperwork too, because it's
this
your name. Okay, cool. Let's get some free weed in you.
This experience stopped me fucking dead in my tracks. Like I am not fucking with that shit anymore. But so I go in there and I spin the wheel of weed, you know? And then this woman goes, "You won a fortune cookie." And I was like, oh, okay. So they like throw this fortune cookie and like I get like a little joint or whatever. And I go home and during that trip, my buddy was like, "You should get into building guns." Like he convinced me to build like an automatic weapon.
Yeah.
Which I mean, if anyone knows me, like my classification of criminal is coward. I instantly like get excited for something, but then I instantly feel guilty about it. And so I get home, I like made myself some food, and I just like kind of am looking through this bag and I eat this fortune cookie. Like I eat the whole thing. I don't know anything about edibles.
Yeah.
And I think like I'm fine. I think I'm feeling something. And then all of a sudden, like my whole body starts getting really hot and I feel like I want to peel my face off with like a potato peeler. And it goes into
that's what you want right there.
Yeah,
that means you're
super recreational, that's the good stuff. You know.
So
I'm like really hot, so it's like I'm on speed. I throw all my clothes off. I'm too hot. I'm like walking around, and then I sit on my couch, and I start hearing like screams. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And upstairs, my neighbors are in like a full on like fight, like screaming match. It's a mom and like some kids and they're like, fuck you, you know, screaming. And I start getting really fucking scared and paranoid because I have this box that I had ordered and it is an AK-47 in like 100 different pieces.
Yeah.
In my room. And I'm thinking like, oh my God, the cops are going to come to this apartment. They're not going to go upstairs. because they're just gonna think it's coming from my apartment. So I'm walking around naked with this box and like hiding every little piece in my apartment, like everywhere, like a fucking like
memento or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I still find little springs and shit. Yeah, absolutely. And so like I'm like freaking out, and I call my friend, and he's like, wait, what's going on? You know, I go, dude, I'm freaking out right now. I ate this cookie. I think I might just be high, but I've hidden a whole AK-47 and 100 different pieces in my house. I'm thinking about trying to find all the pieces, gathering them all up so they're out of my house and going around Griffith Park and drop her. Can you come pick me up? And he's like, absolutely not. And so like I just sit there and like I'm like in my bed, and then all of a sudden it starts feeling pretty good, and cut to like 20 minutes later, I'm doing like yoga poses naked on my bed, and I'm like, oh, this is amazing.
No way.
Yeah. And then I like tired myself out and I went to sleep, and that was it.
You were doing yoga.
Where does the Orlando thing come into play?
Oh, because I thought that the cops were going to come and think I was like the Orlando shooter.
Oh,
and like
shit.
I'm like, dude, they're gonna look at my fucking laptop. They're gonna see all this weird shit I've been looking at. Like I'm gonna go viral, you know, like, shit like that. Like, you remember Danny Metz? That dude's a freak. You know? But yeah, like, do not fuck with those edibles. And no. Like, I mean, and I've done pretty much every drug, and that is the one that brought me to my knees.
That's crazy.
So that's amazing to me, because you know, but it is true. Like, I've had a pretty good. I've had a limited, but a healthy stand at the buffet, and still, eating weed can fuck you up.
Oh, so bad.
And it's a very. It can be really, you know, like it's up there with some of my worst experiences with any kind of a substance.
Right?
Yeah, like I've just done it, like you, and it can just take you by surprise is the problem. You know, you watch a movie and the next thing you know, you're just like, I am out of my mind. You know, you feel it's a very different. It's so different from the experience of smoking. I went last night, by the way, to a quick shout out for the Carnivore Supper, you know, mm-hmm. Danielle's doing, and the folks at Paper Palette. And we had this, and it was great. And they didn't do an infused dinner. They you were smoking things and eating things, and it was super fun.
It's like a big meal our friend has. Where
it's
you're
fun.
Like,
oh, yeah, it's like
they smoke weed and eat.
And cannabis infused food?
So they have done cannabis infused food. They've also done. And this particular meal didn't have the cannabis infused, but the dude who was from a company called Northern Emeralds.
Oh, right.
Was like super smart. Like most of that weed shit is just, it loses me. When mm-hmm. people start trying to talk about it, but he was like, no, here. So I've broken down like at this Fahrenheit, and then I would have the Celsius equivalent underneath. You're like, oh.
Oh, this motherfucker's smart.
Well, excuse me, you're showing this around internationally.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It just had some chart and shit that went like that. And it was like, oh, yeah, at 311, you would get a certain, you know, it releases a certain part of the term. Oh, yeah, no, we were joking about that. I'm like, is that just down? Sick, the man. Worst at that point, you just become an idiot and you live in Orange County. And then it goes all the way. It was very, very interesting. The guy was super, super informed, super smart. And I was like, oh, wow, he really knows his, you know, everybody calls it flour now. And I still, cool. I just love calling it, like, I always call it weed. grass.
Oh yeah, they call it flower now. That's what they told me at the thing. I was like, hey, cannabis flower. I go, what kind of weed? I was like, I'm such an idiot. I'm like,
I know.
I'm like, what's the best weed? Like, oh, you mean flower?
Oh, yeah, flower. I absolutely love to make fun of all of it and just call, like, use the word dank as much as I can. Like, this weed, because they're talking about, like, different temperatures and different so I don't know, things, terpenes and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, but what's the dank ratio of that? How much dank sauce is in this weed? Because I really need to know how much. I need 21% dank sauce. But it's so dumb. But yeah, a lot of people,
all weed makes me paranoid.
People are saying,
I mean,
I hate it.
You got to be careful when I'll eat the CBD and I think it does nothing.
Yeah.
But the.
I mean, that was the last experience I had with it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Let me get back to that good old methamphetamine.
No, a friend just brought me like 6 cookies, and I was like, and they were like, yeah, these are from Mark. I was like, put those in the fridge.
Mike saved me from eating a weed cookie in Palm Springs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Like 6 years ago.
Don't do it. It's hot. That would have been
hot. Dude. Because, you know, like, I mean, I've never had an edible. I think I ate like a shitty weed brownie in the 80s, but, you know, it's literally like weed shake cooked in a brownie. Yeah. I don't think, you know, I mean, I don't remember doing a hell of a lot, but. These guys are like fucking, you know, they have PhDs in it or whatever. It's like fucking, and we're in Palm Springs. I see this tray of cookies. It was pretty weird because there's a lot of people in that house, but there was nobody between me and the cookies. And Mike came out of the cut out of nowhere. Like, I would have eaten it.
Yeah. Did you have it in your hand? Like, did you pick it up?
Yeah. I had it in my hand. Mike's reaction was like,
that one's hot.
Mike was like, that's not your type of cookie. Yeah. You guys would have been fucked. You'd have been taking me to a hospital if I ate that fucking.
Oh, God. Thank God, no. No, they are, yeah.
That's you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Get it.
Yeah.
I want to talk about my experiences with LSD because they are probably the darkest and kind of funny because the way that I took LSD was I was that dude that would just take it whenever. Like if it showed up, like in my mouth. Like, fuck, I was like, who cares? Like no one's around. Like it didn't matter where I was at. I was always that dude that like would take hits. Like it didn't matter the scenery. It could be dark, you know, and that's kind of like what shot me into these gnarly bad trips, you know? So the last time that I took LSD, I got one trip that I'm going to talk about. So I was up all night with these dudes doing coke, just like, this is a long time ago. I was snorting coke with these dudes and I came down and all of a sudden this dude shows up with hits of acid. And I was like, yeah. You know, like, he's like, dude, I don't think you should do it. I'm like, nah, bro, it's all right. You know,
are you
like,
on a coke burnout?
Yeah, I was coming down, dude. Yeah. Like, it was like 6 a.m. in the morning. I was like, nah, whatever, dude, who cares? No big deal, you know? And like,
I love that.
I took
feeling.
took 4 hits of acid and just laid back, you know? I was like, all right, had a couple beers, I was chill, you know? And all of a sudden, it shot me into this like insane trip. And I was like, because the energy in that whole room was so dark because everyone's coming down from coke. Oh, so I'm like, already like, I got to get the fuck out of here. I got to get out of here.
You're
the only
one on acid.
I was the only one on acid because no one else wanted to take it. They're like, dude, we're going to wait.
Did you say you took?
4 hits.
4 of them.
I took 4 hits and everyone was like, no, we're going to wait. Just don't do it. And I was like, everyone fell asleep. And I was like, all right, threw them in my mouth. And I was like, let's get fucking ready for whatever. You know what I mean? Like, let's get ready. And what happened is like, I had this insane body high. I was like, I got to get out of this house. I have to leave. Like, I got to go. And what happened, and we're on the top story of like an 8-story apartment building. We're at the top floor. I'm like, dude, getting down to the parking structure, it took me about an hour because I couldn't like really think or talk.
Stairs?
Like, yeah, dude. I was tripping hard and I was like, it was dark, man. And like, what happened is I was like, I just had this urge. I got to get outside. I got to get in nature. You know what I mean? Like, I got to get outside. So what happened is I get down to the parking structure. Instead of just going out the front door, I don't know why, I ended up in the parking structure and I was like cruising around. All these people are like leaving for work because it was a weekday because that's, you know, I got high every day. So like, people are going to work and shit. And like, everyone's looking at me like, because I'm probably looked pretty crazy, you know. And they're like, what the fuck is wrong with this dude, you know, because I was just like, didn't know where to go
on a,
like,
Tuesday,
dude. I think it was a Monday, bro. And no, dude, it was a Sunday, because I'm gonna get into that. So what happened is people were leaving, but like I got to this door, right? And like I opened the door, and it's to the side of the apartment building to go back up to the first floor, and it closes behind me, and it locks. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I remember this vividly. This whole trip is so vivid. I was like, what the fuck? And all of a sudden, I realize I'm in an enclosed, like, fenced off side, like there is no way to get out. Instead of, yet the only fucking way to get out of this enclosed fence was to climb over the top, and it was like 8 or 10 feet high onto this embankment with barbed wire on the top, dude. And I was like, dude, and my trip just like went into this like, oh no, like I gotta get out of here. And I literally climbed up the fence. That took another hour. About probably, I have no idea, but I'm sure it took a long time, because I couldn't really think of like how to, like, but whatever. I got to the top of this barbed wire, this razor wire, by the way, razor wire. Get over it, and like, God. I flip over the top of this barbed wire onto this hill and like completely roll down to the bottom of the hill to the sidewalk, right? And I'm like, dude, I'm already like all cut up, like bleeding, and I'm just like, dude, what? Like tripping, like what the fuck, dude? Like, and what's even crazier about this story, so this apartment building was across the street from a church I used to go to as a kid. It was a Presbyterian church, right? Oh. Hey, check this out, dude. And like, everyone, that's how I know it was a Sunday, because everybody across the street was in service, and like they all saw me roll down this fucking hill. It was like a crowd of people, and like they're just like staring at me, and I just got up and I was just like, whoa, like what the fuck, what is going on, you know? And everyone's like looking at me like people are like trying to run to me, and like I just took off running because I think they're trying to help me, you know? But like I saw this dark, like they were no good, you know what I mean? I was like, I gotta get out of here, I gotta get, you know? And I just started running down this boulevard, and it's like 8 a.m down, like, you know, like bright sun's hitting my face, and I'm just like, dude, I gotta keep going. And I just kept running, man, and I ended up in some like someone's house, like in their front yard, and like for some reason I thought like taking a hose would like calm me down, you know, just like in dousing myself with this and, right? So I'm like dumping water on my head, like completely soaking wet, and then this lady comes out and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I have no idea. I have no clue what's going on. And she was just like, I remember her face just like in shock, because I was like completely soaking wet at 8 a.m. in the morning, yeah, using her hose. And I was just like, I have no clue. I don't know what's going on. And I just kept, and then I just kept running, man. And I just kept running. Finally, I just got to, I ran to a friend's pad, and I was just like, dude, I gotta calm down. Like, he's like, what's going on, man? Like, you know, I told him, at this point, like, I was able to kind of like formulate words together and sentences. I was just like, dude, like, he's like, dude, you need to come in. This dude had a NOS tank in the living room. He's like, dude, hit this, bro. You'll calm down, right? I'm just like, dude, like, all right. Like, yeah, give me the balloon, dude. Like,
that's what he thought would help.
Yeah, totally. Like, here.
I was like, he's a doctor,
right? Yeah. And I'm like, okay, like, totally. And I start hitting balloons. And then, this is the one thing on LSD is like, no good, is going into a bathroom with mirrors and shit. You know what I mean? So I was like, all right, dude, I gotta. It didn't calm me down, obviously. The balloons, like, of Nas were like probably the worst thing, you know. So I went into this bathroom. I'm just like looking at myself in the mirror, just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I'm like melting, like, all this crazy shit's happening. And like, I mean, finally, I like the, it. And dude, LSD is a long trip, it's really like long. A 14 hour yeah. trip, dude. And like, finally, I just like completely just went insane, and like I ended up in this dude's room and started watching Silent Hill, dude, which is like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it was not like everything that kept happening in this trip was so dark, and like I finally just like completely lost it. And guess where I ended up? In the psych ward.
You did?
Yeah, totally.
That's great.
Yeah, there's that story.
Wait, when
did you admit yourself to the psych ward?
You're like, I gotta go.
No. I've been in the psych ward a few times. But that's I have psych ward stories that I will probably talk about. But yeah, I have, yeah.
If I may ask, this particular time, did you wind up in the psych ward within a matter of hours after that, or was it more like
more at the end of the trip?
At the end of the trip,
and I don't remember how I ended up there. Like I completely like it was like more of a, like the end of the trip became like a blackout, kind of like a brownout. Blackout, brownout, where I kind of remember bits and pieces, but it was like a 3-day hold. But I've been there a couple times.
And I bet that's not fun.
Oh, dude. No.
I've never been to one, but I it sounds kind of rad. People think they're Jesus and all that.
Yeah. My buddy, you know, a good friend of mine growing up, I won't say his name, but he got like the cop, they called he broke up with his girlfriend, or his girlfriend broke up with him. I forget the story, but he went insane and he was in his room in North Hollywood there, like off of like Victory and Laurel Canyon.
Dollars to donuts sound like she dumped him.
Yeah. I think she, yeah. That's usually a good assessment.
Yeah. I'm not a detective.
So like the cops came and like broke his door down.
Oh, Jesus.
And because he said he was going to kill himself. Yeah. And his parents were like super nice.
He
was living with his parents. This is when we were in high school. And he got admitted to the psych ward. And I was like, oh, cool. Like I can't wait till he comes out and tells me. And he pretty much said that like he was just in there like in a robe the whole time eating ice cream.
Nah.
And I was like, man, I need to go there, motherfucker. Everyone takes like? Care of you and shit.
Were you in a robe eating ice cream the whole time?
Where?
In the psych ward.
No, I got a psych ward story. You guys want to hear a psych ward story?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
so fuck yeah.
This is there's a 5150 and a 5250. 5150 is a 3-day hold. Yeah, there's like this.
The 52.
A 5250 is a 2-week evaluation, and a judge will come in and evaluate you with the doctor to see if you're able to go back to society.
Oh, nice.
That happened to me.
All right. Let me just ask one. So that's fucking intense, right? Like that's some cuckoo's nest shit. When you realize, it's like that moment in Cuckoo's Nest when he realizes like, oh, wait, I thought I could be in prison and then I would go here to the nut house and then I can get out. And people are like, oh, no, you can't sign yourself out. And you're like, oh, that's a different party, you know?
Yeah.
So that must have fucking been insane.
Well, the 3-day hold is like, that's what happened. So I ended up in the psych ward once. I've been there 3 times, you know, and mind you, like the end of my drug using was heroin and cocaine, speedballs. That was my thing. But like at this time, I was a heroin addict and on methadone. And I was on maintenance, which means is like I would go to the clinic and like get, you know, my dose or whatever and still use heroin, of course, because that shit don't work. You know what I mean? Like it just made my tolerance even higher. And what happened is I ended up in the psych ward and I thought that I was getting out on the 3rd day. And in those 3 days, which is even crazier because I was so like irritable, like because I what's crazy is they actually put me on the dose in the hospital. And this is at Olive View in Sylmar, which is a county hospital. I mean, which is you're the craziest fucking people.
So you're saying there's county.
No ice cream.
There ain't no fucking ice cream in the county psych ward.
I think I'm going to go to Thalian.
Like maybe at Huntington Memorial and their psych ward. I'm sure they have ice cream, but not this one, dude. Like, what's crazy is like there are some really crazy people in there. And I'm like, wait, why am I in here, dude? Like, I'm not fucking crazy. And then it kind of dawned on me like, dude, you are fucking crazy. Like, why? You know, like you're in here for a reason. And on the 3rd day, they're like, you're not going fucking anywhere, dude. You are staying here. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what does that mean? Like, it threw me into this spiral. Like, fuck, dude, I'm not getting out, you know? And like this hospital was so crazy that, mind you, okay, so they're dosing me on my methadone, but they're like, no, we're going to take you off of it. So basically they tapered me down to 0 milligrams, but by the time I hit 15 milligrams, I'm kicking, like, and it's a insane withdrawal. Like, I'm just like, I can feel it in my legs. I'm like, I can't fucking sleep. By the 4th or 5th day, I'm already like not sleeping and I'm like in excruciating pain. And by the time, so this is on the 1st floor, they shoot you up to the 6th floor, which is the 5250 psych ward. And basically they just like they cut me off my dose, you know, and I'm just like completely kicking. And the
who's up there? Who's up on the sixth floor? That's where like
the fucking crazy people, dude. The crazy people, dude. And I'm like, all right, I'm crazy because I'm in here with these crazy people. That's like people, right. Like I remember this lady was
so great.
All she did every day was walk around and wipe shit on the wall with her hands, just like kind of just trick, like dragging her fingers through the halls,
covered in doo-doo?
Not messages, like just
no, just dragging trails. Her fingers, dude. And
cool.
There's this other dude. There's this other dude though that was in a wheelchair, and like, so they only had two smoke breaks throughout the day, which was at 9:30 in the morning and at 5:30 in the afternoon, which was excruciating in itself because I was a smoker, you know. And this one dude like tried to escape, so they like put him in a wheelchair and handcuffed him to the wheelchair so he couldn't fuck. Like, they just cruise. And what's funny about this is that they would cruise us all down to the first floor in a line with like security, like they're pretty, like you cannot get the fuck out of this place. There's no escaping. And it was gnarly. And like what I want to get into is, so I'm up the whole time. I was there for about a month, and the whole time I'm there I didn't sleep. I was up for a month, and also the nurses like treated me like they were not giving me love at all, because they have the paperwork like, oh, this dude's a drug addict, you know. And like the other people in there are legit crazy. And also like what happened, they're giving me this is what I want to talk about. They're giving me this antipsychotic called Haldol, and it's like old school. Like, and the thing about Haldol is that I didn't know this. I'm just giving, they're literally giving me pills and shit. I'm just taking them.
Haldol's a heavy, heavy, heavy.
Haldol's
drug.
A gnarly antipsychotic.
I've never heard of it. Yeah, I've never heard of
it. But hey, check it out. So this is the thing about Haldol, that there's a small percentage of people that have this allergic reaction to it if they don't get the side effect medication called Cogentin. They didn't give me that. So basically what happened is after 2 weeks, the judge finally, like I had the evaluation. They're like, oh, we're going to see if this dude's okay to go back to society. And they were giving me this Haldol, and finally I am one of the small percentage. Like, I had the allergic reaction.
Cool.
And this is the allergic reaction. So I'm walking down the hall with the doctor, and all of a sudden my eyes start going up to the ceiling. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? You know, like what? And all of a sudden my whole back locks up and I can't stop looking at the fucking ceiling. And I'm like, what the fuck is going, you know? And I'm like freaking out. So they put me in this room with this fucking judge, and the judge is just looking at me, and I'm just staring at the ceiling. Like, I'm just like, I don't, the more I tried to look down, the more it messes up your nervous system, you know? Yeah. And like, dude, I was just like, what? I can't stop looking down, right? So I'm just like, dude. And they're like, this dude cannot be in fucking society. I mean, they're like, right, you are standing here, dude. And I'm like, fuck, dude. And then what's crazy is like, I go back to my room and I'm still locked up like in this position. And like, no one was like, they're just like, oh, he's faking it, you know? And finally, there's a drug counselor. He walks by my room, sees me like curled up like backwards, like a, you know, backwards C, kind of like a, you know, it was like, I felt like a dinosaur, like just, it was
bent
really,
like all the way back?
Just like completely like
some exorcist.
Oh, there's YouTube. Hey, bro, there's YouTube videos of people having this reaction. It's crazy.
I think I'll
dude.
Pass. But yeah, yeah.
So what's crazy is they're finally like, dude, the guy walks by, the drug counselor, he's like, he ain't fucking faking it. Like, why do you guys think he's fake? You know, all these like, all these nurses were from like Africa and shit. And they're like, they hated me, dude, because I would like tell like one of the patients to give me their Ativan, like cheat their pills and shit. It's like, just anything to take the edge off, you know? And like finally it's like
Ativan.
The guy's like, yeah, dude, like he needs Benadryl. And they gave me a shot of Benadryl and that shit went away. And then finally I like kind of like leveled out, and like I mean I didn't sleep the whole time, and I'm not making that shit up. Like, methadone is probably the worst kick I've ever experienced. And by 30 days, they let me go. You know,
30 days.
I was there for 30 days,
and you didn't sleep.
And no ice cream.
No, not one time, man. I would have cat naps, but it would make it worse. I would wake up like completely sweating. Just like, all I would do the whole time was hug my mattress on my chest and fling my legs back and forth for 30 days, because the leg pain was excruciating. You know, if anybody's ever kicked methadone out there, you know what I'm talking about.
It's like having the flu, right? Basically.
It's like more of the aching and the pains, and like it just in it, and also the place I'm in, dude, didn't help, like being in a mental institution. You know what I mean? Like,
Just especially when it sounds like they didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, dude. They,
and that, you know, I mean, if you had one proper neurologist in the whole place around or somebody, they would be like, oh, yeah, that's that. And you need to give them this congentin and we'll fix that and like delay the meeting. Yeah. But just fucking incompetency. Are we getting more choppers? They're on me. I'm sorry.
What show?
The Specials.
Fuck, where'd they play?
Oh, dude.
Dude.
Why didn't you tell me? You didn't even tell me.
I did tell you.
You did not.
I fucking love that.
My sister told me.
I saw Bauhaus there, man.
All right, I'm going to fucking get into it. I got to go.
Are you serious? Where does she live?
Yeah.
Here.
Okay.
He's got to tell a story. She's got to go.
Oh, shit.
Here,
Danny, do you have to leave right now?
Yeah, I got
to
leave.
All right. All right, I'm just going to get into it. So, yeah, basically, me and my brother, we used to, you know, my brother is also, he's sober. And I mean, okay, so basically, this is what happened. Me and my brother were like in a situation where my mom like had passed away, sucked, you know, whatever. But, you know, it was really sad. But what happened is we had her car, you know, like basically she passed away. We had her car, and this happened in North Carolina. We drove back to L.A. after 3 months of staying in this house, you know? And, like, basically what happened is, like, we're stuck in North Carolina. We're like, dude, we need to get back. And my dad was also out there. So, basically, we got back 3 months later, and my brother and I, we had places to go to stay, but that didn't last because we were heroin addicts, you know? Like, oh, you got to go get that, you know? And what happened is... my brother had this car, you know, that was belonged to my mom. And one night he had wrecked it, hit a bus, an MTA bus, like rear-ended it and did a hit and run and just left. Just completely like rear-ended a bus and like somehow got away and completely fucked the car up, you know. But what had happened is me and my brother, we were both like out of these houses because they didn't want us to stay there anymore. So we started living in this car, you know. And
in La Crescenta, right?
In La Crescenta. And this car could not drive because he hit a bus. You know what I mean? It was all fucked up. And we had parked it on this street in a residential neighborhood. And I am shocked how long we were able to live in this fucking car, dude. It was like 2 months. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was
in a crash car.
Like, in a crash car in a nice neighborhood. We just stayed in this house. And it was a house. It was a fucking car.
How long were you guys there for?
2 fucking months.
Whoa,
and what's crazy is like I had a job at the time selling tours in Hollywood on Hollywood Boulevard, right? And like I would have to take the bus down up and down from La Crescenta to Hollywood, and he I don't know what he was doing at the time. I doubt he was working, but basically I was supporting our habit, you know. But this car became a shooting gallery. Like it was like where we would get loaded and sleep. And so one morning there's a click on the window with it was a mag light, but I didn't know that. I was like, oh, it's a friend, you know, like, cause this dude always like, he would wake us up and we'd go score and shit. And like, so I opened the door and it's the fucking sheriff. So I'm like, oh no, like there's fucking needles everywhere, cookers, you know? Yeah. I'm just like, that dude felt so bad that he didn't even fucking search the car. He's just like, you guys you can't stay here anymore. Like you guys, you know? And then what had happened is that day was the first day we were literally like, really homeless. Like we had no roof over our head. Yeah, we lived in a car, but like, so I was just like, dude, where are we gonna go, you know? And like somehow we ended up in North Hollywood in a park by the Red Line station. I'm like, dude, this is perfect. This is fucking perfect. And I found it. I'm like, dude, this is perfect because we can get on the Red Line, we can do whatever we need to do to
the
hustle
one over by the library.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's a big park.
And dude, Jim, we found Goodwin. This spot like right along the wash that was like had all these trees and shit, and like we found this beautiful like tree bush,
like weeping willow or something.
Yeah, it was a weeping willow, but like covered, like so no romantic. One can see inside of it. And what's funny is like people like fought over this fucking like real estate, dude. Like all the bums, like that was like me and my brother, like pretty much like muscled our way into that spot, you know. So like, what's crazy about this time is that we had to like completely watch our stuff. Like being homeless, you know, you got shit with you, you know? We did have some clothes and stuff, and, like, it was crazy, man. Like,
they shared a duffel bag. That's how sad it was.
Yeah, or a trash bag. It was a fucking trash bag. And
was it?
No, we didn't have no duffel bag, man. We had a trash bag, and it was raining at the time, too, which is even... Yeah, it was a bummer, but what happened is this bush, like I had stayed there numerous times, even after my brother had, he had dipped out of the state, yeah. You know, and like there was this one night I remember I ended, cause I would always end up in this bush always. Cause I knew it was like, this is, it was a nice place to stay if you're strung out, you know? And there was this one night, like this, yeah. It was so hot in the summer. It was the summertime. And like, I was by myself at this time, you know, like completely just strung out, you know what I mean? And like, dude, these fucking ants would eat me alive, my legs. Ugh. At night, you know, and I'm just like, dude, like, what the fuck? Like, I this is where I live. I gotta like figure it out, you know. And I'm like, the best thinking I could come up with was like, dude, because mind you, I'm living on a pizza box that was like a square, like that was my fucking mattress, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I slept on. And I was comfortable, you know, but these ants were fucking driving me crazy. So I was like, I gotta like figure it out. And my best thinking was to get a fucking arsenal of Raid. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, this is the best idea. Like, I'll just spray a fucking circle around this pizza box with Raid. And like, I fucking went to CVS that is in that neighborhood and stole a bunch of Raid. Those like ant trappers, you know, and I would fucking spray circles around this box, right? And I would wake up and, dude, I did not get bit once, dude. And all of a sudden, there's all these dead fucking bugs in a fucking circle around my fucking pizza box, dude. It was crazy.
It looked like a satanic.
Yeah,
ritual.
It was like, dude, it did. It totally did because, like, yeah.
How long did you live in that park?
Fuck, that time, like, almost a year.
They went and pulled you out of there to go to rehab, right?
Somebody. No, I put myself in treatment finally because I was like, this is.
I got to get out of this park.
I got to get out of this park. You know what's crazy is I live by that park now and I drive by it and I'm like, damn, dude, I used to live there like numerous times, you know? And what's funny too is I remember like there's these bums that, because there's a lot of bums in that park.
Oh, yeah. It's a big park. Like,
yeah,
both sides.
It's a lot of space. And like the cops hang out in there all the time now, but there's these bums, man. And I remember talking to them. I don't know if my brother remembers this, but like, they're like, what do you do? I'm like, what do you mean? What do I do? Like, cause like all these dudes were like drunks, you know? And they're like, I'm like, oh, I, you know, I do heroin. And they're like, yeah. Wow. Like, you're a piece of shit. I'm like, dude, I'm like, you guys are homeless too, bro. Like, you're fucking serious, dude. Like, you're gonna fucking judge me for fucking.
But you were like 22, weren't you?
Nah, this actually wasn't that long ago. I was like my late 20s, like 28. I'm 32 now, so this was like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's good.
That's all I got.
That's good. You. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Спасибо большое за то, что вы слышали наш подкаст сегодня. Если вы хотите больше увидеть про нас, пойдите на наш Instagram It is all bad и subscribe и лайк наши пост, чтобы узнать, когда мы следующий будем постать. Счастливо.
That's the one. That fucking freaks people out.